only.
Name that tune.
Do you like that?
What is that?
It's just a thing I saw in a video with a cat on it on the internet, and I thought, that's funny. I'm going to play that on the radio. There's also, we've developed a certain, over the last week or so, we've developed a certain expectation that straight after 2 o'clock, you know, following on from the hurdy-gurdy on the Swedish Chef on the Lizzo thing. It's about damn time.
Come on, pork.
So now, if anyone else has any other weird little like tunes or little notes of weirdness that you think we could open the show with, feel free to send them in, and I'll, over the course of the coming weeks at 2 p.m. straight as soon as the news is over, I'll play a weird little thing to start the show. Actually, you want to get it on the Today FM cash machine?
Hey, oh, I knew you were going
to
say that. Thank you very much.
That's win to 57557. €20,212.20 up for grabs. And as Gary Barlow just said, time is running out. Do I have to give all the terms and conditions now again now that I've done that?
Nah, you're grand.
€2.50 per text, standard message rate to play. You got to be over 18. You're playing across the Go Loud network of stations. Full terms and conditions at the website at todayfm.com. And good afternoon. It's Friday. We've made it to the weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, we were away on holidays for 2 weeks and then we were doing breakfast for 2 weeks before that. So we need, you know, we've worked 5 proper days in a row now. So
yeah.
You know,
a couple of hours a day. It adds up.
You know, this really, you know, guys, it's catching up with us. So we got to go for pints this evening.
Do we? Yeah, we probably do. Yeah.
We've got to have some, we've got to have some team time and enjoy our weekend. Ray, I want that as my ringtone. Send it to me from John Slattery. Oh, this is the thing, and this is a new... Well, we used to have a kind of a thing where we play weird little bits and weird little songs. So if you've any, ever suggestions or whatever, send them to me on my Insta. I don't know my Insta.
What? What's happening right now? What just happened?
Find me on my Insta. Like, if you find them, like, it's, I don't know, 11 o'clock on a Saturday night, and you want to message me the thing that you want me to play at the beginning of the show... So I want weird little sound, because this is following on from the Swedish Chef and the Lizzo thing. It's about damn time. Pork. So now I want to either start every show with that or other weird stuff that are songs that you've heard. So I have the cat jumping music. So John wants this as his ringtone. Imagine your phone going off. I mentioned Family Guy as well. I found the Family Guy tuba that we used to use when Ray got fat.
We got good use out of it.
We use this a lot when I put on weight. So we'd be telling the story of Ray going walking down the street, or Ray going over to Dunn's to get his salad, because Ray's on a diet, but he makes this noise as he's walking.
Word pictures.
Oh, yeah. And surfing bird. Bird is the word.
Well, everybody's heard about the bird.
Very good. Well, that's very annoying though, isn't it?
Isn't it?
And then Jesus is my friend. Do you remember that one?
Jesus is my friend.
Do you remember this?
It's coming to me.
Jesus is a friend of mine.
Jesus is my friend.
Jesus is a friend of mine.
I have a friend in Jesus.
Jesus is a friend of mine.
Jesus is my friend.
Jesus is a friend of mine.
Taught me how to live my life as it should be.
Is that reggae?
Ska,
reggae. Perfect mix of reggae and religion.
He's one who will never leave you flat.
He is one who will never... Can we get those lyrics again? Sorry.
Jesus is a friend of mine.
He taught me how to live my life as it should be.
He taught me to live my life as it should be.
He taught me how to turn my cheek when people laugh at me.
He taught me how to turn my cheek when people laugh at me.
I've had friends before, and I can tell you that. He's one who will never leave you flat.
Flat! Right. What are we doing on the show today?
Yeah, stuff.
All the usual Friday. Oh, I have to do some lazy radio coming up. Roll call. Here's George Ezra. This is Today FM. I love that song. George Ezra, Green Grass on Today FM. Good afternoon, Ireland. It's Ray Foley on the radio. Let's do a roll call. Ray here, JP there.
On show.
Orla Ormond.
On show.
On show, Ray. Ahoy, Ray, I'm on show. As Oprah said, I should surround myself with people who make me who take me higher. So I trust you'll do the job. Love the show, guys.
Hey.
Hey, from Paul. Yeah, Paul, I've got a cherry picker for the weekend, actually.
That'll raise you up.
So I'll take you higher. I'll take you up in the cherry picker. Or I'll take you for a ride on the top level of a double-decker bus.
Oh, lovely.
Either way, I'm going to take you higher, Paul. Shane on show. That Jesus is a friend of mine is pure madness. Good man, Suggs. It's pure madness. It sounds like madness. Right. I won't be able to make the show today. I'm busy recording a remix version of Pork, Pork, Pork with the Swedish Chef. Love the show.
Hey.
From Darren in Kilkenny. On show, lads, driving Limerick to Belfast for the weekend. Whoop, whoop. Today FM on full blast. Love the show. Hey. From Lisa. And on show, guys, anyone else notice the midges have gone nuts lately? I went for a walk yesterday, got destroyed. So many bites. It looks like I've got the chicken pox. It'll be an itchy afternoon for me. From Melanie in Wicklow. I don't know, do you call them the midges or the midgies?
I'd probably say midges.
Over in Italy on the holidays, they've got mosquitoes over there.
No.
You know, the mosquito does the thing, like in the middle of the night, if there's a mosquito in the room, he comes towards your ears.
Wee.
He goes,
you start slapping yourself in the head.
Yeah. Smacking the wife. Kate, will you stop going? It's not me, for God's sake. Right, we still have to do Lazy Radio. Will any text or WhatsApps for that? 087-4100-102. GJJO on this afternoon. And your mix after four. This is Today FM. Kevin Harris, Sam Smith and Promises. This is Today FM. We play the music you love. Aaron, good afternoon. You're going to have to read the text, actually, JP, because I got to go and get the Lazy Radio.
Do you know,
I've forgotten about Lazy Radio.
Mm-hmm.
It slipped my mind.
It's been a hot minute, Ray, hasn't it?
It's been a while since we've done a Friday afternoon here on Today FM, and your Lazy Radio works like this. Do you remember cartoons?
Oh, cartoons.
Do you remember telly when you were a kid? Do you remember cartoons?
Like a while ago.
Saturday mornings.
Ah, do you remember?
The bowl of cereal in your lap, huh?
Do you remember? I remember. So, any remember, text in 087-4100-102. What do you got?
Lads, can we have a bit of Danger Mouse for Lazy Radio? Love the show.
Hey.
This is Alan. He's on it.
Danger Mouse featuring CeeLo Green and Crazy.
He's the greatest. He's fantastic. Wherever there is danger, he'll be there.
Danger Mouse. Amazing Danger Mouse.
Mouse on Lazy Radio. There was a remake that was in the last few years. They did a remake on the BBC and it was fantastic.
It was
a little bit of trivia for you.
Oh, I always love a bit of trivia, Ray. Not too much trivia, just a bit.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but the reboot of Danger Mouse on the BBC in the last few years, my kids have been watching it and it's very funny. I think Zig and Zag or Double Z were involved in writing it or reviving it or bringing it back in.
Was David Jason still involved? Wasn't he the voice of one of the people in the original one?
Alexander Armstrong does the voice. In it.
Equally
in
good. Yeah.
What else have you got? 086, 087 rather. So was it 102?
That's the one. Reg says, Fireman Sam, for all the fire service workers around the country, Foley.
Fireman's? I know a postman, Pat. What's the fireman's? remember there was a Welsh man called Elvis. Why, yeah, man, I'm Elvis. Wasn't he Welsh, Fireman Sam?
Was he?
I think so.
In the Valleys.
When he hears that five-bell chime, Fireman Sam is there on time.
Never late.
Well, it's a good thing he is on time.
On his coat and hat.
Otherwise, we'd be charred ruins.
Less than 7 seconds flat. He's always on the scene. Fireman Sam. And his engine's bright and clean. Fireman Sam, you cannot ignore.
Of course, Sam is the hero next door. Thanks for that. What else you got?
Paula says, Ray, don't let me down. Tom Selleck me up with the theme from Magnum P.I.
I'll Tom Selleck you up and down. Bow, bow, bow. Now, this is a perfect theme tune. Do you remember Telly, though, guys?
Oh, God.
Asking people to text in theme tunes and we play them. Just lazy radio.
Lazy. It's lazy.
I mean, it's the bottom of the barrel content-wise. You had enough yet?
I'm done.
We're all looking at our watches. Like, Tom, wrap it up. All right, what else have you got for
Thomas
us?
Thomas says, say hello to Deirdre in Maynooth for me and play Paw Patrol, It's a Banger.
Deirdre wants a Paw Patrol, It's a Banger. That's the just the regular Paw Patrol theme tune, is it?
Paw Patrol, Paw Patrol,
Paw Patrol
will be there on the double. Whenever there's a problem. Round Adventure Bay. Ryder and his team of pups are here to save the day.
Marshall,
Bubble, Chase, Rocky, Zuma, Sky, yeah.
They're on the way.
On the way.
Paw Patrol, whenever you're in trouble. Paw Patrol, Paw Patrol, we'll be there on the double.
No job too big, no pups too small. Paw Patrol, they're on a roll.
Roll. Roll doesn't rhyme with small. Very nice, thank you indeed. The Paw Patrol pops. And one more, JP, I'm out of time.
Postman Pat on his black and white cap.
No, I'm not
thanks.
Doing Postman. Oh no, I did Fireman Sam. I'm not doing Postman Pat. That.
Lillian says, can I get a bit of Dallas?
Dallas, yeah, I can do Dallas.
Is Dallas?
Yeah, okay, I'll do Dallas there. Oh.
Sing along if you know the words.
He's big, he's rich.
Today FM. Oh my.
So lazy.
And it's truly ridiculous. Someone's going to have to put a stop to it at some stage. That's Edward Maya and Stereo Love on Today FM. I've just been
every last second of it and a bit more besides.
You'll have to forgive me. I've been sitting here on my phone trying to work it like a middle-aged dad trying to understand TikTok. I'm sitting here on my phone trying to work out how to put a story on my Instagram.
Ray's just been saying for the last 30 seconds to a minute, he's been,
and saying it in that middle-aged dad tone of, How do I do the...
Why
Orla,
can't I...
Orla, how do I do the thing?
What's happened?
And Orla's doing the thing of a daughter of a middle-aged dad style thing of not wanting to get too involved because she's going to have to do it for me.
Yeah.
If she does.
Ray Foley.
How do you do this?
Supermax and the Plaza Group. Now open at the N17 Plaza in Tume.
Welsh and no-no all day. This is Today FM. Ireland, good afternoon. It's Ray Foley on. Happy Friday, happy weekend, friends. Lads, Quaylen. Quaylen or Quaylen? Quaylen or Quaylen?
Quaylen.
Quaylen?
Ah, yeah, it's close enough.
Quaylen and James listening on the road from Cork to Achill Island. That's a long drive. Not great weather either for camping. What the fluck, they say. All right, Quaylen and James, have a nice weekend. And they say, love the show.
Hey.
Very nice. I saw a peculiar sight yesterday. I saw a lady walking down the street with three foil number balloons. Three foil number balloons filled with helium walking along. Because I wonder what was going through her head. I imagine she was... Because you know that thing where... Like if you've got flowers in your hands and you're walking, you're going to have a kind of a smugness about you of like, look at me, buying flowers for someone. Aren't I a great husband bringing them home for the wife or the mother or, you know, or granny or the mother-in-law. Sorry, you know, look at me. I know what you're thinking. Aren't I great? And she was probably having the same thing of like, everyone's looking at me. How great I am buying three foil balloons for... Here's the thing though. The balloons that she had were all the same number.
Right.
There were the number... She had three inflatable number twos.
So she had two, two, two.
She had two, two, two. So my theory is she was going to a birthday party of a 202-year-old.
Wow.
I was kind of thinking, at 222... I don't think they'd be too. They'd be just more excited about being alive than they would about the three foil balloons. But more power to her, Dr. Alban. This is Today FM. Oh my word! Now it's Friday. Now it's the weekend. Dr. Alban, it's my life. This is Today FM for your Friday afternoon. Ray Foley in. And the lady walking down the street with the two and the two and the two and the two. And the balloons. Thanks for all the texts. I feel like a stupid fool now for not thinking of it myself. New car reg is 222. Dealerships have them up for ages from Orla. Those balloons were for someone getting a new car today from Dave. And Ray, she must work in a garage. The new 222 reg cars start today from Yvonne. You're all geniuses, do you know that?
Ray Foley.
Not too smart to be listening to this.
With Supermax and the Plaza Group.
Zara Larsson and Lush Life. This is Today FM playing the music you love. Hey, Ireland, good afternoon. Ray Foley's with my name. JP's here as well.
How's it going?
Yeah, busy, busy. Happy Friday to one and all. Welcome on in. Still a little bit snuffly, but soldiering through. You're not making a big deal of it. And texts and WhatsApps 0874 100 102. Yeah, I was talking about the lady walking down the street with the foil balloons and that sort of paranoia. Then because I dropped everything that was in my hands. Stopped dead in the street.
What?
And I said, "Hey," I pointed. I said, "Hey, everybody, look at the lady with the funny balloons." I didn't do that, but I certainly was looking at her and creating a narrative in my head of what was going on. I was saying about an old person that wouldn't necessarily be into the whole the birthday, like someone who's 222 that wouldn't necessarily be too excited about foil balloons. Text 0874 100 102. Ray, did you ever consider that the three balloons were for triplets celebrating their second birthday? So it's 2, 2, and 2. Love the show. Hey, then again, if there are only two, they'd hardly get very excited about balloons, would they? Maybe not. Happy Friday from Naomi. Cheers, Naomi. And I accidentally ordered 12.5 and 12.0 foil balloons online for my dad's 50th birthday. So you ordered 12 of each. You ordered a dozen of each of them.
God.
If anyone needs balloons for a 500 millionth birthday, I look after you. From Sinead. Thanks for the text, Sinead. And yeah, on flowers as well, walking down the street with that sense of accomplishment.
Well, look at me. Huh?
People really care about their reusable bags, especially if they're from a posh shop. I see so many. Oh, my wife is mad into the bags, and she keeps the boxes as well, from from jewelers, posh jewelers, oh, and that kind of thing. What are you keeping this box? What's she keeping this box for? There's nothing in it. Oh, I have to keep it. It says, I don't know. What's Boodles? What's the jewelers?
Boodles is one of them. Yeah,
there's Boodles on it. I see so many people carrying their lunch or extra pair of shoes in a Brown Thomas bag that they got back in 2017. That's true. It thinks it makes them fancy. From Miriam, I still have, say, 3 or 4 Apple bags from the Apple shop.
Right.
I will never use those bags. They're in a drawer somewhere. And carrying the 25-pack of toilet rolls under the arm down the street. Sean, well, I'm guessing that's kind of the opposite of the flowers.
25-pack is an unusual number.
You should say to Sean, if anyone's looking at you, you should nod at them and go, yes, I wipe my bum. I do. Do you know what I'm going to do with these? I'm going to wipe my bum. People look at you as if they don't get up to the same stuff themselves. Love the show.
Hey,
from Sean. All right, DJ Joe's joining us in a few minutes. We got your Today FM Cash Machine call coming up. And what's this?
It's the remix. Miami in the house.
Amy Winehouse in Rehab. This is Today FM, playing the music you love. Ireland, good afternoon. Ray Foley's on. Don't show. JP's just after cutting himself on the humidif. What is that?
It's an ionizer.
An ionizer?
It does something with ions, is my best guess.
Can I ask a question? Why do we have ionizers?
We've been asking that question for a few months now.
So in each of the studios here in Today FM, they have an ionizer. And it looks like a small cabinet with a fan on the top of it.
Yeah.
What does an ionizer do?
I'm actually literally typing that in now.
Right, okay.
I have no idea.
Because we have also air conditioning in the ceiling. So do the air conditioners not ionize, no?
I assumed it was something to do with COVID, because they were recent enough additions.
Really?
I mean, recent, like...
During COVID times. So the ionizers...
They ionized the COVID in the air.
What was Trump's thing? What was his... It was bleach. And there was the horse
injected
tranquilizers.
Yeah.
So is there horse tranquilizer in the...
Oh, good.
A horse steroids or something? What was the thing?
The thing you could rub on your skin, and it was a horse disinfectant or something like that. A dewormer. Was it a horse dewormer?
It was.
So is there a dewormer inside those ionizers?
Hopefully.
JP cut his finger on anyway. The tiny little drop of blood... And I'm feeling faint already.
I've been staunching the flow, Ray, with this with wipes that are now under the table.
I don't need it.
Yeah.
I don't even need to hear about it. It makes me... I'm terrible with blood.
Really?
I'm the worst.
Oh, you poor dude.
I remember I was working in the cinema once and I cut my finger. And I was fine. I was like, oh God, I cut my finger. And I went into the manager and I said, I cut my finger. And he said, over you go. There was kind of like a separate room off the manager's office. He said, the first aid kit's in there, go and help yourself. And I went in and I passed out on the floor.
Ray Foley. With Supermax. Home of the 100% Irish chicken breast sandwich. Visit supermax.ie.
Still slept out the whole shift.
A lovely break.
Still got paid though. Stick around. DJ JL's joining us in a few minutes, and we're playing Ed Sheeran and Denise Chyla. All we need is us to go all night. Ed Sheeran, Denise Chyla, and Two Step. This is Today FM, playing the music you love. Ireland, good afternoon. I'm Ray. There's JP.
How you doing?
Orla Orman's in the house.
Hello.
And cuts. JP cut himself on the ionizer. We've no idea what an ionizer does, and we've inspected the ionizer, and there's no place he could have caught himself on.
There's nothing. There was a click sound, so I think the ionizer gave me an electric shock on my finger, and where it shocked me on my finger, it cut it open. And for the world's tiniest cut...
Stop, I can't.
Oh, I can't go into any more details. Red's gone. Look at him. The eyes are rolling back in his head.
I get breathless. Even someone was telling me a horrific story of someone getting injured a couple of weeks ago, and I said, I'm sorry... If you're going to finish the story, I'm going to have to leave the room.
What happens in movies, like violent movies, where there might be a fair bit of that?
I can't.
Peaky Blinders?
I've watched The Boys, actually.
That's violent.
That's very violent. I'm kind of fine at that, because it's almost kind of like cartoon, gratuitous, it's not real. Whereas if it's right there in the room, or it's a real human, I just, even talking about it, I'm like, I start getting all sweaty and out of breath, and I just can't.
Was there enough blood rate for me to launch a claim, do you think? Is there a claim
you
in that?
You definitely have a claim
in
that.
Is there a claim in that?
He didn't even make contact with the ionizer. Yeah,
injury lawyers for you.
I tell you what, they're coming after the Germans. He's going after the Germans now on this one. The Germans have loads of money.
They do, deep pockets.
Bauer Media. Yeah. Ray, I cut my middle finger on a ham slicer when I worked in a deli. I saw stars and I very nearly fainted. I got a tetanus shot and a huge bandage. Everyone thought I was giving them the middle finger for 3 weeks. From Emer. Hey, is DJ J.O. coming in or what? Is he coming in?
DJ J.O. This is DJ J.O.
Yeah, starty. Stand by. It's the 4th of July. Been a minute since we've done one of these. As a great man once said, come with me to the place to be. It's at AFM on a Friday afternoon. Yeah. Hold tight for the new jab. We've all...
What was that? Sorry. Hold tight.
Yeah. Hold tight for the new jam.
Hold tight for the new jam.
Yeah, we've got one coming your way in a minute.
Tight.
More of a dance classic, really, though. Not so new. All right.
D. J.
Hold tight for the new jam.
D. J. D. J. J.
Up on 3:32 there. Boom. Let me say J-O. Kill. We're saying good afternoon to Katie. Good afternoon to you, Katie. She says, J-O, last night my fella says to me, he says, is it just me or is the cat getting fat? I says, no, love, it's just you. Oh, he was raging, he was. Take it easy, Katie, there. Deco says, all right, J-O. All right, Deco. He says, come here, J-O. Someone keeps ringing me phone, right? And they're sneezing, and they're coughing, and then they're hanging up. I think it's a cold caller. Might just have to go. Shout out to Sunita this afternoon. How are you, Sunita? She says, J.O., I was out for dinner last night, right? And the waiter comes over to me and says, I see your glass is empty, would you like another one? I says to him, why would I want another empty glass, you fool? You know what I mean?
Yeah, another empty glass.
Fair play to you, Sunita.
Fill the glass.
Damien Spinotti was there. Damo, what's the crack? He says, J.O., last night I was walking down a street, right, where the houses were numbered 64K, 128K, 256K, 512K, and 1 megabyte. It was a trip down memory lane. Christy says, quick one for you, J.O. Please, God, it's quick. Did you know Bruce Lee had a vegetarian brother? Yeah, his name was Brocco. I said Brocco Lee. Cheers for that, Christy. All right, it's been great to be back. It really has. But now I gotta hit the road. Gonna play this one especially for Bongo in the Berlingo. It's Bingo Bango today.
DJ J-O.
Oh my word, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. He's done it again. Yeah, DJ J-O in the house. Give me some air horn.
Release the wiggle.
Release the top.
Now everyone try and catch the wiggle.
It's left, it's right, it's left again, it's right again. Where's it going?
It's deeply inappropriate, actually. Beyonce, break my soul. This is today. Hey, everybody, catch the wiggle. Ray, put away the wiggle, would you please?
This kid's not listening. Not now.
Afternoon, Ireland. It's Ray Foley here. JP's over there. And Orla Orman's over there.
Hello.
What's the what does it sound like? Is it Robin S. and Show Me Love? Is it? Is that what's from?
Could have been.
It's the sample. Yeah.
What?
That's the sample.
Is it a sample?
Oh,
it's not a sample.
It is a sample.
Oh, mother of God. In that case, I prefer the original. I'm a purist. Pure Egypt, some might say. Oh, well, there you go. It sounded a little bit like Jamiroquai in the Space Cowboy remix as well.
But that's, yeah, there's something there, all right.
Are you just humouring me?
No, a little bit in the hi-hat, Ray. It's in the hi-hat
sound. I can just hear a little bit of that on there. All right, Ireland, Friday afternoon. This is Today FM. On the way, It's Mix It Friday every afternoon just after four. That's coming up after One Direction. It's a Day FM. Best song ever, Today FM. Play the music you love. Friday afternoon, it's Today FM Radio.
It was the best song ever.
Speaking of best song ever, Beyonce's best song ever. Well, it's certainly up there, actually. Lads, if you don't mind, what? New song from Beyonce. It's pretty okay, actually. And it's nice of Beyonce to finally be releasing songs that are pop songs that we can play on the radio again.
True enough, yes.
Because she hasn't done that in about 15 years. Have a listen, this is Break My Soul. We were playing a bit of it earlier on. I was saying it sounds like Robin S. and Show Me Love, but of course it does, because that's the sample. There it is. And then who texted in about Sandy B?
Brendan said, is that Beyonce song just a rip-off of Sandy B, Make My World Go Round?
Similar-ish. Are you just humouring him?
Yeah,
a little bit of it, I suppose. All right, every Friday after 4 p.m, Mix It Friday, kicking off next with Dolly Parton.
Oh, yeah.
Cloud and showers in the east. Not like that in the west, though, because as we all know, it's the west is best. Highs of 14 to 18 degrees. Today, FM News, more in the last word at 4:30.
You know, you're not supposed to be that biased in the news. You're supposed to be completely unbiased and sitting on the fence and not be...
That's a proven fact that the west is best.
West is indeed the best. Hey, Ben, happy weekend.
You too.
Cheers, man.
Today, FM. Ireland, it's on. Text or WhatsApp. 087-4100-102. Mix It Friday. This is Today FM. Tumble out of bed and I stumbled to the kitchen. Oh, that's how it's done, ladies and gentlemen. I'm just catching my breath. All right. Mix It Friday on Today FM. I'm Ray Foley. Voice notes on 087-4100-102. Brendan's over there.
Hey lads, happy Friday. Love the show. Yay! One more
time. We're not done yet though. Do you have any more voice notes for us, though? Send them in on WhatsApp, please. And thank you. 087-4100-102. Shout-outs for your weekend ahead. Daft Punk, One More Time. Very sunshine after the rain. Today FM, Mix It Friday. Wrapping up proceedings this afternoon.
That, ladies and gentlemen, is how it's done.
Hold on. Good job.
I'm happy enough with that now, I have to say.
That's a good one, yeah.
I'm happy enough with that. Guys, I'm disappointed in ye. Oh, here we go.
There's always one.
First complaint. Guys, I'm disappointed in ye. For the day that's in it, you didn't play Monday at all from Sean. Sean, I do apologize. I tell you what, you know, let me rectify that now.
Here we go.
I'll play a bit of Monday for Sean for the day that's in it.
And if we go to Mexico...
Perfect.
Hey, Monday, you going anywhere nice in your holidays?
I'm going to Mexico. Mixmaster Raymond is my favourite. Sure, it's almost Saturday already from Kira. Cheers, Kira. Lads, I'm rocking into Belfast. Thanks, bopping away. Love the show. Hey, from Lisa. Can you please say happy birthday to Michelle Ward from Ballinasloe, from her favourite daughter, from Siobhan. Lads, I decided an hour ago to hop into the car on my own and head to Cork to see Elton John. I haven't even got a ticket yet, but ye have me in the right concert mood with the tunes and the laughs. Love the show. Hey, from Kian from Drogheda. Don't need the second coffee of the day now. The mix is a money-saving tool, Foley. Love the show. Hey, from Leon. Not the first time I've been described as a money-saving tool.
Well, tool and Foley are often the same sentence.
Voice notes at 087-4100-102. John's over there. All right, John.
Lads, this is just a complete rave at 20 past four.
And we're raving, dude.
On a Friday evening. Friday. Afternoon, actually.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. It's just so funny. It's so cool.
You got, John, you got to believe it, baby.
Yeah, it's happened.
If you close your eyes and dream, dream big enough, it will happen. You just got to believe in it. Makes it Friday. Every Friday afternoon right here on Today FM. And Emer's over there. Hey, Emer.
Ray, you've ruined my weekend. What? He won't stop doing this.
What?
I have a 3-hour drive to Sligo ahead of me.
Oh, no. Emer, and whoever's in the car with Emer, he's doing this. It's about damn time. Really, really, where the giddy, the way to be the park, park, park. Feel it for sure. And I work a bit more. But let's wish you. Even more. The park, park, park. Where to get a bore. Hit a bit of bore. Anyone for park, park, park. Anyway, I'm so sorry. You know, I blame myself. Ah, and that's... What a show. What a week. It's fine. So much, though, we didn't get to do on the show today. Bad planning on our part. So much we didn't get to do on the show today, including Break My Hole. Where the Break My Soul singer and hitmaker Beyoncé tells us that she nearly wrote the song Break My Soul about the time she saw a Brendan Grace DVD. And she broke her hole. We didn't get to do Barry Egg White.
Yeah.
Where we revealed a secret behind Barry White's incredibly low voice. We got it together, baby. We got it together. It's a regular diet of egg whites.
Okay, great.
Very good. And we didn't get to do Dolly. We didn't get to do Dolly Presidential Pardon.
Okay.
Where Dolly Parton tells us about the time she asked President Ronald Reagan for a presidential pardon for making such addictive music. Done. We'll talk to you Monday from 2. Last word is on the way next. Ray Foley.